Waianae School Principal Ray Pichelny won $25,000 this month as part of a prestigious leadership award. This has been the 16th year that the Masayuki Tokioka Excellence in Leadership has been awarded to a public school educator. Pichelny credits her staff for their support and talked with us about how she's been able to motivate her students and school community.
I was a teacher, an elementary school teacher, before I became an administrator, so I had some tricks up my sleeves for that, for dealing with that. Two very different worlds.
And so you have started a number of things at that school kind of to incentivize to do their best.
So one of the big things that we have on campus is our swim store. Basically, the kids, they can go and shop using their swim dollars that they earn. And the swim dollars are, they earn it through attendance, academics, positive behaviors, act of kindness, showing that they're Waianae strong or contributing to their classroom. And they turn those points into dollars, and we have a swim store that they can use those dollars at, and they can purchase little items for themselves. And just recently, we actually went live online, so the kids are like clicking, just like shopping like Amazon. And you know, it's important for them to learn these skills.
So what does SWIM stand for?
So SWIM stands for, so it's our core values that we follow: self-respect and respect for others, know that you're worth it, get involved in school, home, and community, and then having a mindset for success. So self-respect, worth it, involved, and mindset.
So you're really the coach of a swim team.
This our swim team, and it's SWIM because we're Waianae Seahorses. So we try to come up with, you know, just thinking about values that the kids would be easy for the kids to understand, basically for them to, like, understand, like, ultimately we're not just growing, you know, just people who are academically responsible, but, I mean, there's some other parts to every student that we have to be mindful about.
And when you try and encourage a child to get excited about learning, you know, a lot of times it involves, you know, good teachers.
Coming from being a teacher, because I was a teacher out here in Makaha, I mean, I was very familiar with the lifestyle, kind of, you know, the community, what happened. So just being very mindful of that. And now as an administrator, when I'm doing interviews and I'm thinking about the people, the best fit for our kids and our community, you know, I'm always thinking about what are their needs, and does this person match what we think would benefit our families. But I do, in our interviews, make sure that we know who you are and who you are inside. Just kind of following it up with, what do you know about the community? Because that's probably the most important thing that we find, is that people know something about the community and really want to contribute to building that.
Right, you want a good fit.
Yes, has to be a good fit. Waianae Coast is one of the, I mean, all the schools on the coast, from Waianae to Nanakuli, from Makaha to Nanakuli, is a hard-to-staff, and they do offer a hard-to-staff bonus to teachers who are working in this community. But I'm going to say that the bonus doesn't keep people here. We still see some turnover, and it's definitely not as high as it used to be, but I'm not sure if we totally attribute that to the bonus, because I feel like once you work in Waianae, and there's just a feeling, you feel you have to come back. You're doing it for the kids. You grow this, like, just this natural need to come back and serve. So I don't know how much of that is the bonus, but yes, a bonus does still come with working in a hard-to-staff area like Waianae.
Now, if I recall, at one time, your old school, Makaha, didn't they have, like, a garden or a farm?
Yep. They do, and they still have that garden. Well, it's a farm. They still have that farm there. We partner with them. They had come over to support us getting our garden started as well. So they were one of our partners. We went over and visited, and there were so many things to learn. And a lot of what I carried here came from doing things as a teacher project in the garden at Makaha.
What was the name of the garden?
Hoaina o Makaha. The whole idea of bringing back the garden and the cultural components that we can have the kids focus on, as well as, like, getting the kids to see, like, you know, how to take care of something and how to take care of something long-term and see, you know, reap the benefits of that. It teaches them different things, yeah? They're working amongst a bunch of other students, their peers and teachers, and learning, using their hands, and it's so different from the traditional teaching in four walls. So, and our kids, if there's one thing we know about them, is they love working with their hands, and they learn a lot faster when they're working through something by seeing and touching and doing. So the garden has brought a lot of, you know, just that kind of life. And even them, you know, like, they learn how to create recipes that include the healthy things that they're growing in the garden. We're hoping that one day we are able to build some entrepreneurship around that. And we were hoping to, what we had an idea about was the pickling seahorse, where we'd grow some vegetables in the garden, and then the students would, you know, come up with business plans for entrepreneurship where we sell it, we vend. I don't know how else to, like, celebrate the things that happen here. The things that happen here, like, I think people don't realize just, like, what a gem this Why Not Elementary is, like, just in the middle of Why Not, and we receive students from all over. I mean, this award, I mean, it definitely highlighted all the things that the staff contributes to, you know, the after-school programs that they run, the Saturday things that we do in the garden. We run, you know, our parent nights, and just seeing the numbers of people getting involved in the activities at our school grow, you know, like from single digits to we're in triple digits, and the coordination with, you know, like people just wanting to come out and help us, the partnerships that we have. I see those things as just like really all building towards this bigger thing of getting the kids to be where they need to be academically, but all of these kind of core things need to happen and we need to build it. And it involves so many people and, you know, so many moving parts. We can dream bigger, we can do bigger things, and we can, you know, we can access more. I mean, at the end of the day, my goal is to make sure, like, what we send up to the intermediate and what goes up from the intermediate to the high school really, like, it sets kids up for accessing whatever opportunities that are out there.
So what do you get to use the money for?
We are going to open a credit union on campus using actually the swim points. So when we first started the swim dollars system, we had these paper swim dollars, and the students go into the store and they have to pay, and it just takes a really long time to get through it, and the kids sometimes they misplace it, etc. So we decided, well, what better way to kind of use the idea that we already have on campus and build that system instead of starting something totally new, and we're going to do the credit union, and the kids can learn money management, about finances, about depositing and having a savings account and a checking account and long-term financial planning. We're hoping that these activities also just promoting financial literacy in general, and then students and parents who come to the workshops, because we do want to partner. We have two people in mind that we want to partner with to help us start a credit union. And basically, parents would come in as well to do some financial workshops, and the students could earn money, swim dollars, swim points, reading, you know, like they could be in another room reading, etc. So it's kind of integrating literacy and financial literacy together and touching both just the students and the families. I mean, the idea is to get them to frame around independent, financial independence, at an early age, so they can stabilize their own habits and, you know, create habits, actually, that support stabilizing their income. We have a ways to go, but we're going to keep on trekking.
Keep on swimming.
That's right. Keep on swimming.
And that was Wana Elementary School Principal Ray Pekelny, who this month won the Masayuki Tokioka Leadership Award for Excellence. Go Seahorses.